The acting Upper West Regional Director of GBC, Judith Bajiru, has asked Ghanaians who own television sets to see the payment of the revised television license fee, which takes off next month, as part of their civic responsibility and not a matter of choice. She said payment of television license fees is not new in the country, as some people seek to establish. Speaking at a presentation to the inmates of Wa Central Prisons as part of activities marking the 80th anniversary of GBC, the acting regional director said the revised television license fee will empower the corporation to play its public service role more effectively. Correspondent Swala Abdul-Wahab reports.
The used clothing worth 1,000 Ghana cedis was mobilized by Radio Upper West through the public. The acting regional director, Madam Judith Bakiru, said the corporation chose to make the donation to the prison because it cannot celebrate its 80th anniversary without remembering the needy in society. She reminded Ghanaians that payment of television license is obligatory for all who own a television set.
Many people have sought to give different interpretations to the revised law, which requires all Ghanaians to pay television license. This is an old law which has been in existence for some time now. It has now been revised to conform to economic realities of our time. The payment of television license is meant to improve public broadcasting in Ghana and also to an indication to demonstrate that you possess a TV set.
The Assistant Director of Prisons, Victor Dochibe, described the presentation as timely and commended the GBC for the donation. He said the prison is supposed to reform and rehabilitate the inmates. He said due to inadequate resources, the Wa Central Prison is more of a warehouse than a reformation center.
Our main aim is to transform the prisoner so that at the time of leaving the prison, he will be better off than the time he came. But currently, you see that the situation in our prison are more of warehouses than training. Some come here and they go out worse off than they came. But our new vision is to transform the prisoner so that he becomes productive in future.
A 28-year-old inmate, Ephraim Sasano, was serving 66-month jail term, but has been granted amnesty recently by the president. He told Radio Ghana that his life has been transformed because he wrote and passed the WASI and has gained admission at the University of Cape Coast to a diploma in psychology.
Swala Abdul-Wahab reporting.